Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Dave & Buster's on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
He's probably the best fighter who's ever walked on this earth. It would literally be like if Michael Jordan couldn't get out of his own way. It's so rare to be able to make it to that level.
Hey, there's a lot of guys who were probably talented enough, but it derailed them long before they got there. That's what's kind of odd about this. He got there, and then it started happening. Maybe he was doing it all along, and it just finally started getting caught.
When you're a great talent and you start to achieve that success, money comes at you, and certain people can't handle that.
Dwayne Wade going to the Bulls, he just wanted to be the highest paid player on his team, which he's never been. When you look at the money Miami offered, which was 2 years, $40 million, if you do the taxes, it's actually about the same as he got from Chicago, but he gets to be the highest paid player on his team.
And you said it early, he wanted to get paid. It was definitely about money for him. You were right.
To him, it was a big deal to be the highest paid player on his team. I'm never going to blame a guy for wanting to get paid.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. You missed a little a lot of John Jones talk, a little Dwayne Wade talk, a little Astros talk, a little bit of everything all in the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com. So you can go and check them out there. And I also just want to let you know, we're out here at Dave & Buster's for the second round of qualifying for the Blitz Poker Tournament. If you want a spot, you need to be out here and signed up by 6:45. Just check in. If you did not win a spot, get your butts out here. Get signed up now. And you want to get here by 6:45. It starts at 7:15, but they'll get you in. And top 25 qualify for the finals in 2 weeks. And if you win that, you get $500 and a 55-inch TV. So
not a bad deal.
Yeah, all you got to do is finish in the top 25 tonight. So I always tell people, kind of keep that in mind. You do get prizes when you get in the top five, but you just want to qualify. That's the main thing. So come out. Once you qualify, then you can start getting crazy and trying to finish in the top five. Shout out to Paul, who sent me the gym on Facebook. So, yeah, thank you for that. Apparently, someone who loves UFC but doesn't like paying for it, is this weekend card worth buying still?
I think so, but
yeah.
But you're also asking someone who buys every UFC card, so it's...
I buy about five a year. I'm absolutely still buying this card.
Yeah, it's still a very good card, particularly if they're going to have someone replace Jon Jones. Cormier's still fighting. It's well worth it.
I'm just curious to see what Lesnar does more than anything. I'm kind of... Because I do have a lot of casual fan in me. I like it when it's something different, and... Yeah, the guy hasn't fought in forever. I just kind of want to see what he does. So I'll pay for it for just that. And plus, there's some other cards I like, too. And Liebeschock sent a picture of the Gas Sprayers mugshot, which was on the story, and I didn't get to that. But does this not – take a look at this, AJ. Does this not perfectly describe what you would think of a woman who was sitting there smoking while pumping gas?
And then it's about right.
Gasoline on you? Yeah.
I expected older.
She's 51, so I gotta say, for 51, she looks a little younger than that, but she looks like your typical Pennsylvania, slightly chunky, goofy chick who would definitely throw gasoline on you and smoke at a gas pump. And she's smiling in her...
Yeah.
Her,
and she has a lot more teeth than I hoped.
Yeah. So, anyway... Liebeschock says, based on in the part of Pennsylvania she's from, I highly doubt their authenticity.
The teeth.
Yeah. So, anyway. Well, you never know. Will Dana drop Jones from UFC? Someone wants to know.
I don't know. It's a good question. I honestly think it's probably the best move would be to drop him and let him get his life together. Maybe you sign him back later, but just get him out of the minds of people for a while. And I honestly think it's the best thing they could do right now is just distance themselves from him and let that guy get his life right.
You know, a 2-year suspension is doing the same thing.
It kind of is.
Yeah. But did you see what Conor McGregor's coach tweeted out when this happened?
I didn't see that.
Says, I wonder if there's any regret taking him off the card, talking about Conor, over a press conference now, and then a bunch of emojis, which...
Well, they asked him about that today.
Conor, not his coach, right?
They asked Conor about it. I watched the UFC 202 press conference was today with Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz, and they asked Conor about it, and he said, they didn't want me to fight on this card because of a press conference. He said, and I look at the co-main and the main event, and neither one of those men were at that press conference that they threw a fit about me not being at. So I'm sure they have regrets. So, but when he talked about John Jones, he said that he's a successful man, and successful men don't bask in the failures of other men. So he said that he hopes John does well. But, you know, Conor's always a self-promoter if he gets the chance right to be. And, yeah, he kept me off this for a press conference. I could have been making you some big money.
I think in the end, even with this happening, they're going to do huge numbers for this. They'll do huge numbers for Conor.
Yeah, that's the brilliant thing is now you've got two mega events because everyone's going to buy that UFC 202.
Right.
Everybody's going to buy this card. It's going to be people are going to be or the UFC's going to be happy anyway.
Yeah, I think this. If Conor were on this card, I don't know that it would have done much more than it's going to do with Lesnar. And then he's going to have his own where he makes a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I think it makes a lot of sense for the UFC. Why is AJ going on an old Jewish guy voice?
Was that an old Jewish guy voice?
I don't think it was. I thought it was kind of a...
It was kind of leprechaun-y, right?
Yeah, not the strongest McGregor.
That's not my best.
But not so far off that it was, Bob Arum.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think of when you say old Jewish guy voice.
Yeah.
I think Bob Arum.
That's why I'm not going to read the text.
Yeah, see, this is why, you know what, you guys better get it all out today and tomorrow.
Yeah, you want to hate on that? I got nothing for you.
Yeah, see, there you go. See, this is why, in fact, I would highly recommend that over the next 53 minutes and then for 3 hours tomorrow, you get all this stuff you have to vent about, because I know for a lot of the people who text, they're miserable human beings and they have to get this stuff out. You know what, this is your therapy. You've got 2 days to do it. Get it all out, all your hatred, all your,
your
insults,
vitriol,
and
your misplaced anger.
And then for those of you who are good texters, you better get it out too, because you're going to have to go 2 weeks without it. So there you go. 713-780 ESPN is your text line. And of course, you can hit us up on Twitter and all the other ways to do it. Did you see, I've been meaning to get to this all week because I'm always like throwing a little NFL and Saints stuff in there. Did you see the NFL Network kind of did one of these things on the best free agent signings in league history?
Mm-hmm.
And there were Reggie White was mentioned, Deion Sanders, Peyton Manning. And the Saints tweeted out at NFL, really? No other free agent signing comes to mind? And then had Breeze as a Saint, passing yards from 2006 to 2015, 48,000 for first, completions first, passing TDs first, completion percentage first, and did win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's
an oversight.
Yeah, I think that is an oversight, but it's kind of funny that the Saints called him out on it. But you have to admit that for them, that was one of the that at the time, there were questions because he was coming off an injury.
Yeah.
And he was small, and you were worried about his durability.
And I wasn't crazy about that kid.
I thought, I thought, hey, I liked him with the Chargers. I kind of thought of him as an Andy Dalton. Thought, you know what, you can win some games with this guy.
Yeah.
But, he's nothing special. Then he gets with Sean Payton and turns into a monster. So it turned out to be, I think that's one of the best ones. Because of the results, because of what he's done. But I at the time, I wouldn't have put him on. A lot of people forget Dante Culpepper was also a free agent.
who Nick Saban wound up signing in Miami. That didn't work out.
Right.
So it wasn't like he was a lock to even be the best quarterback running around then. But he sure turned into something.
Brian says, less than 2 months until college football. Can't wait till the talk starts. You know what? You probably want to go back and listen to the first segment of the 5 o'clock hour. We hit on every conference in America.
There you go.
So, basically the favorites in every conference. So a whole segment on that on podcastarena.com. And Colts fan says he also won the Super Bowl against Peyton Manning. He did. Manning also did, even though, see, the Manning signing, though, I think is still up there because he got him to two Super Bowls and won one, even though he wasn't the reason they won the last one. It did transform the Broncos into a completely different team. Shorter time frame. And same thing, Reggie White kind of at the end of his career, too. But
and don't forget, Peyton Manning, I mean, he sucked the last year he was there.
But he was putting
every other year he was there,
record
he was
numbers.
A monster.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think that one would be up there. But you know, if you want to get into Texans free agent signings, we can talk about the worst.
There's been some bad ones.
Ed Reed, yeah, doubled down, just texted that as I, or tweeted that as I said that. So is Ed Reed the opposite of that list? I'll take Amon Green over Ed Reed, believe it or not.
Yeah, any day.
Even though both of those were absolute disasters. But, yeah, most of the time with the NFL, you don't get players like that available. Especially now, when you do get them, they're late in their career. And even Manning was pretty far along. So, heading to Cozumel on a 5-day diving trip next Tuesday. What are the odds of me being eaten by a shark from Blaine? 24%. Sharks are aggressive right now.
What more likely, sharks or flesh-eating bacteria?
Well, I don't think they have the flesh-eating bacteria in Cozumel. I think that's here.
Okay, good.
I don't know for
a
fact.
So you got to go to Cozumel to avoid the bacteria.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, the sharks here avoid the bacteria as well. So they won't. It won't eat you here because you might have flesh-eating bacteria, which will kill them. But if in Cozumel, if you don't have it, and it's cleaner water, they can see you easier to eat you easier.
Good luck. Can the sharks get the flesh-eating bacteria? Because they're like they're swimming around in that gross water with their eyes open.
It's like dude in Walking Dead when he'd been bitten and the cannibals were eating him. It's tainted meat.
Interesting.
If you go and get that flesh-eating bacteria when you go and eat somebody who's got it, tainted meat, man.
All right.
Sharks are smarter than that. He says Tony Boselli was the worst free agent pickup by the Texans. He didn't play a game. He was actually not a free agent
draft.
He was a
technically,
yeah, he was a
expansion
draft guy. Which, yeah, that didn't work. I mean,
it was at the time wasn't a bad call.
At the time, it made sense, but
just didn't work out health wise. Which is a shame. That guy was really good.
Yeah, and he. First stretch there was as good as there was in football.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Out here at Dave & Buster's. Come on out. Got about 30 more minutes to get signed up. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is Daniel Cormier from the UFC, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Bauer and AJ Hoffman, only on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz. Still no word yet on who Daniel will be fighting, right?
No.
Not official word.
Not official word.
So the Anderson Silva reports are out there, but obviously we'll have to find out pretty quickly because fight Saturday night.
Yep.
A little more college football talk. Did you see that Michigan and Notre Dame are going to start playing again?
I saw that, much to the chagrin of Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas not happy about this, but honestly, that's one of those traditional rivalries.
They should be playing that game.
They definitely should be, and you know, it kind of sucks for Arkansas, but you know, I think they get $2 million in payout out of it for not playing a game. So
there's worse things.
Yeah, and yeah, no offense, Arkansas, but you're not Notre Dame. You're not a traditional rival, and I'm sure you can find somebody else to play. And you probably don't want any part of Michigan about 2018 with Coach Harbaugh up there, assuming he's still there. That's what I wonder about coaches sometimes, because guys like Meyer, we've seen with Urban Meyer how
intense he is and how he basically got health problems and burned out in Florida. And I think at some point the same thing's going to happen at Ohio State. I think Harbaugh's kind of the same way. It's a guy that strikes me, and Saban for the longest time had to keep moving around, and he still flirts every chance he gets whenever there's a job out there. I wonder if Harbaugh's not going to be the same way at some point. I mean, if you're Michigan, you don't care. Right now, you're enjoying the ride. But, wow, I can't believe what I'm reading from John McClain on Twitter here.
About what?
I believe Stidham will be reunited with Art Briles if he gets another job in 2017. Or follow Kendall Briles to his next job in 2017. Okay, I could see Kendall Briles.
Maybe. Is John McClain that delusional? He can't be.
There's no way this guy's getting another job. Are you kidding me? Wow. I mean, there's no way. No way.
All right. That's a strange.
I love John, but my goodness. The way that guy's getting hired.
Do you think if the Heat knew that Dwayne Wade was leaving, that they would have drafted differently? I randomly thought of this, and in 2015 when they took Justice Winslow, they felt like they were pretty solid around the board, and Devin Booker was on the board.
Yeah.
Who, again, hindsight's 20/20. Devin Booker is a big-time player in the NBA already. Dude's putting up 30-point games regularly as a rookie.
Right.
But they're like, we're good at the two. We've got D. Wade. And now... I mean, there's just a giant hole there, a gaping hole for that squad. I don't know how you...
Yeah, but I mean, at the time, that's what, 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So...
Well, it's a year ago, basically.
Yeah. It was two drafts ago.
Yeah.
But I think at some point you had to plan ahead for him, right?
I would think so. Now, I would think with the injuries that have been happening, and I know, and of course, I didn't, because I wasn't crazy about Justice Winslow, but... A lot of people were crazy about Justice Winslow and thought that the Heat got really good value with him at 10. But, man, I mean, could you have gotten Miles Turner or Devin Booker there? You're probably better off. But that's a...
Well, I know you like Booker a lot more at the time. At least I recall you saying that.
Well, I didn't think Booker would be as good as he was. I did like him more than I like Justice Winslow. But that was one of those drafts where... No one was listening to me, Fred. No one listened to me about anything. The only thing people listened to me about was that Karl Anthony Towns was better than Jahlil Okafor. And thank God they did, because otherwise it'd be a total mess in Minnesota right now. But that was my one thing where I was firm on. But the rest of that, every time I said, oh, this guy should go next, no, nobody was listening to me. People made a bunch of dumb picks, but including the Rockets, Sam Decker. But I remember that one is...
I don't know. You're just a Rockets hater because you said that guy was not going to be a good pick.
Yeah.
But to be fair, you said that before the draft.
Before the draft, I said I don't want Sam Decker on my team, and then the Rockets took him. So it wasn't me being a hater. It was
them just trying to spite you because they heard the show.
They heard the show. You know what? We like him. We're going
to
take him.
We're going to take this guy just to piss Hoffman off.
I'll show you.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
You don't think this guy can play? Watch this.
How'd he do in that D-League? By the way, if you want to play poker tonight, man, get on out here. You've got a little time left to sign up, and honestly, if you get here by 7, they'll get you seated, and it's free to play, and top 25 are going to advance to the finals, and once you get to the finals, you win that thing, man, $500 and an HD TV. So get on here, Dave and Buster's on Richmond, and so sign up will go until 6:45. If you already got a spot, you need to get out and confirm your spot. If you don't have a spot, come on out, sign up. We will get you seated. So, especially, like I said, I think it's going to be pushing it if you wait till 7. But
yeah,
they'll do their best, and you know, should be a good crowd tonight. Should be fun.
It's a good question from Michael. Who will have the best 30 for 30? John Football, John Jones, or the Baylor sex scandal?
When you say best,
most interesting story.
Most interesting will be Manziel.
I think so too.
Yeah, simply because that was such a train wreck. The Baylor one might be better done.
Also, I firmly believe that the Johnny Manziel train wreck is going to end in a ridiculous tragedy that is a perfect ending. Well, I mean, a sad but perfect ending to that story.
Yeah, it's perfect. I hope it doesn't happen before our Deadpool draft at the end of the year.
Yeah,
because
know, he's going to be, I think he's
a high draft pick.
I think, frankly, I think he's number one on the board. I know he didn't I know he wanted to go number one in the NFL draft. It didn't
work
out for
him. I would feel much more comfortable drafting him in this format than the National Football League format.
I agree. And as a matter of fact, I think he has superstar potential in this format. And as much as I did
I just don't know if he's going to deliver year one. I think he's a guy you may need to sit on.
That's true. He might need a year to develop.
You may need to sit on him, play him behind a vet, and see what happens. Like Jim Kelly, for instance, a veteran who maybe
You know what's really sad is when we did this draft a few years ago, I went and researched everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
People who'd been sick, people who were recovering from things. I mean, it worked.
I mean, unfortunately, the big-time stars now are keeping their illnesses to themselves.
Yeah, like I would have never known about David Bowie.
David Bowie kept that such a secret. Prince kept his such a secret. So it's a little more difficult game to play. I think that they know that we're playing these Deadpools and they don't want to be drafted.
See, I think it'd be kind of cool to be drafted, especially if I knew I was dying.
It's an honor.
Yeah, I'd want people to put me on there. You know, somebody needs to benefit from it, right?
Yeah.
I think whoever wins it should get some money, and if I'm going to die anyway, what do I care? I'll be gone. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Yeah, that is a good question. I think I'm going to go with Manziel. I don't think although Jones could get there at some point.
Jones could end in tragedy, too.
I mean, the Baylor one might be the best done one, but it's not going to be a fun one.
And the
Manziel will be a fun one.
The problem is the Manziel and John Jones, it's all going to be public. The Baylor thing is going to be hard to get the facts on.
Do you read 538 a lot?
I don't.
They've got some interesting stuff sometimes, and he's nailed the last couple presidential elections. Although, for the record, he's been way off on Trump from the beginning. That whole website has.
He didn't believe in
Trump.
They
underestimated. And, of course, they've gone back and said why they were wrong.
He's a loser.
The latest projection of Hillary versus Trump.
All right.
He's got Hillary's 77.6% chance of winning to Trump's 22.4%.
We'll have to ask RJ tomorrow.
Yeah. for those of us who are interested in an alternative... Well, here's the popular vote. They have 48.7% chance for Clinton, 42.4% for Trump, 7.6% for Gary Johnson.
My boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Electoral votes, they project Clinton 342.2%, Trump 195.2%, Gary Johnson 0.6%. Those are the percent chances there.
All right.
As you would expect, there's...
I'm looking at your map there.
Yeah.
And I've been saying this is the lowest a Republican has polled in Texas in a long time.
Yeah.
And I know everyone thinks it's an automatic red state. That's a very salmon color.
Yeah.
It's not
on the map we have. It's pinkish.
Like Idaho, that's red.
Yeah.
Texas is
Wyoming red.
That's like nipple colored.
Louisiana red. Well, it depends on the nipple.
Right.
Alaska's kind of in the same boat as Texas.
Yeah.
It's very nipply. Anyway, let's not share that. We're going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN. Steven says next week's trivia team name depends on the nipple. Frank Bevo, so you're saying Gary Johnson has a chance? No, but at least it's there. 281 asking... Can you give me some new TV series to watch? Because I'm kind of out. I'm watching that Preacher right now, which I
Preacher's
really like.
Preacher's been fun. I finally got to... let me tell you. This pissed me off so much. I couldn't find episode 4. It was nowhere to be found.
I've delayed watching episode 5 and 6 for the last 2 weeks while I tried to find episode 4. Finally, episode 4 goes to on demand.
Yeah.
Turn it on. And I realize I've seen this episode.
Son of a
told
bitch.
Told you. I've already seen there. It's the one where they were like, no, I watched it live when it happened.
Okay, but I was telling you that it had been recorded.
It's so. The one that starts off where the girls are running in the field, and then the girl shoot her with the paintball, and she falls in the hole.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was a fan of that. But, yeah, and then that fifth episode has been the best one yet. So I it's only 5 episodes in, so it's easy to get caught up. I recommend that. I like Mr. Robot a lot, which starts back on the 15th, and you can binge watch. What I would do is binge watch season 1 and then jump in with season 2. It's one of those that kind of in the middle, it gets a little slow, but at the end, the last few episodes, especially the last one, you just get a holy bleep moment. You're like, oh, I'm definitely back for this. Yeah. But a very, very good show. It's very clever. If you like Fight Club, if you like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, those kind of shows, this is very close to that. It's got a lot of similar stuff, and Christian Slater's in it, and he's fantastic. I thought he was dead. You talk about guys that I'd forgotten all about. Like, Christian Slater was a thing when I was.
Oh, he was famous. He was in Cuffs.
Yeah. What was that? Pump Up the Volume.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in Pump Up the Volume. He was a. He was.
That's basically the saddest thing about the 1980s is that in the 1980s. Christian Slater was considered pretty badass.
Yeah?
Like, that guy was really cool. And now you think about it, and you're like, damn, I really had no idea what was really cool back then. None.
Yeah, I'm almost embarrassed because I thought, oh, that dude, I love that guy. He's great. Heathers?
Yep.
He was good in Heathers. That one I will stand by. The others, maybe not so much. Yeah, we were very strange in the 80s. Are you familiar with the actress Margot Robbie?
Not the name. I'd have to see her face.
She looks like that. She's blonde.
Ooh.
She's
a good-looking lady.
Legend of Tarzan.
Oh, okay.
Suicide Squad.
It's in that.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Those are good ones, right? She's strong, right?
She's good at sexy.
She might be the one who kind of bumps bald Natalie Portman off my list because of her attitude. Said she refused to diet during the filming of Legend of Tarzan. Said it was my first time living in London properly, and I wanted to try every pub.
All right.
So
she's a drunk.
She convinced them that a woman of the 19th century, such as her character Jane, would not have been frequenting any gyms. This is the way she sold it to him. Said it's the 19th century in the film. If she's got a bit of weight on her, it's probably a good thing. I'm not going to look thin just for the sake of it. And it wasn't just London's pubs that appealed to the actress. She also revealed her love for cheesy Clapham nightclub infernos, famed for its sticky carpets. And, yeah, so that's why she refused to diet. She wanted to go to pubs in England. That's my kind of girl, man.
All right.
Yeah, so there you go. Little TV and movie stuff for you. John, as you guys talk about this Oscar Pistorius sentence, not really. I mean, I think dude's going away for 6 years. I guess he's eligible for parole in 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
congratulations.
You killed somebody.
Yeah.
And I guess it's impossible to prove intent, but still, that one's kind of bad. Another one for you. Patrick Peterson. One of the best cornerbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I'd say top 5.
In an interview, and this is what I love about cornerbacks. Even when they're trying not to brag, they have no choice.
No.
I mean, this is how cornerbacks are.
Right? It's also wide receivers.
Wide receivers and cornerbacks are the worst about this. So he starts off, he was asked about, you know, why he doesn't get as much publicity as Richard Sherman or Revis or Josh Norman or any of those guys. He goes, I do my talking between the white lines. I show the world what my hard work does between the white lines because that speaks more than words. And that speaks longer than words. I don't need to be boastful or brash. Oh, look at me. I'm all about the team. I don't want to take that focus away from the team. at the end of the day, I know I'm the best. I know I can get in the face of the receiver, and I mean much more to my team versus those guys to their team.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, basically, yeah, I'm all about the team, but I know I'm better than them. I mean more than to my team than those guys. You can't help it. They just can't help it.
I think there was a time when you could have argued that. But, man, they've built a hell of a defense around that dude. And the fact that when healthy, he gets to play next to Tyrann Mathieu, that's pretty damn hard to top.
Yeah, I mean, I like what they've done there. And Mathieu, to me, more so than not that he's a better player, but I think his importance of that defense
is more difficult to replace.
Yeah, because he does so much back there, and he can cover almost anybody from the safety position.
Yeah.
He tackles well. He makes up so much ground on the field. He's all over the field, and when he's hurt, they just don't have somebody who can do all that. The epitome of cool in the 80s was these guys, and he's got the Miami Vice dudes.
Oh, it's a shame.
Man, you know, as embarrassed as I get about that one picture that everybody likes to float around, I have some stuff from the 80s.
People love that picture, by the way.
I know, and you know what? Hey, makes people laugh. I'm all for it. But I have some pictures from the 80s that I'm even more embarrassed by.
Oh.
Like early 80s, this kind of stuff, this kind of Don Johnson crap, that was considered cool back then. Before that, it was parachute pants and members only jackets.
Yeah,
I had those. I'm not gonna lie,
dude.
Went on stage with parachute pants and a members only jacket.
I've seen some really strange trends going on lately with Jong. Jong was wearing. He says he's been wearing these pants for a year. I don't know if you've seen them, the jumpers.
Yeah.
Where basically they're like elastic at the bottom.
Yeah, it's very strange.
And he's wearing what are those shoes you're wearing today, John?
Toms.
What are they made of?
I don't know what they're made of, but everyone knows. I mean, people wear Toms.
People know what Toms are. I get it. When you wear them together, it's the strangest looking thing. And Raheel was wearing like blue loafers, and again, this could be a situation where I'm just not with it anymore. I'm not cool. But he had his jeans like tight rolled, like pinch rolled, up halfway up his calf. I thought we were past that. But is that a thing where cool kids are doing that?
Well, I don't know.
Jong,
help us out.
I don't wear my jeans like that, but I've seen them like that. But, yeah, I've been wearing these joggers for almost damn near past a year now.
What are you wearing those for? What's made you decide to wear that?
They're in style.
Okay. Your lady likes them?
Yeah. She introduced me to the first pair from J. Crew.
Okay. And you just wear it because she likes them?
Yeah, I like them too. They're comfortable.
Okay. And then Tyler comes in, and the first thing he says, like somebody said that Tyler dresses like me, which he kind of does.
Yeah.
We wear jeans and t-shirts and pretty much every day, although today I'm wearing shorts because I've got to go coach baseball after this. And I walked in, and the first thing Tyler said was, I don't wear dad socks like AJ. And I mean, look at my socks.
Okay, I kind of wear those too. So are those dad socks?
Apparently they are. They come up to like the
just over the top of the shoe, right?
The ball of my ankle.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm wearing socks that go halfway up my calf. They hit the ball of my ankle, and he said, you got to get no-show socks, which I wear a size 14. When you go to the store and try to buy socks, they say like size 9 to 12. And
yeah.
There's not a size 13 and up. That doesn't exist. So you got to buy size 12 socks.
And then kind of
if I bought size 12 no-show socks, they would be like it'd be like rolling a condom onto my foot, and it would get to about my heel, and then it would just stop, and I'd be walking around with a bare heel. I don't need that.
I love Tyler, but is that a guy you should be taking any kind of advice from on how you dress?
Dad socks? Come on, bro.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd like to say it's these kids today, but it's not like Jong and Raheel are that young anymore.
No.
I think they're just more stylish than we are.
I guess so.
Oh, well.
They're a little younger than us.
They're a little younger than you. I mean, they're a lot younger than me, so everybody's going to be more stylish and more hip than I am, but that's okay.
You've accepted it.
Yeah. Yeah, I make no bones about it. Now I just sit back and criticize them. It's more fun that way. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Play poker in the Blitz Summer Poker Classic tonight. We're at Dave and Buster's on Richmond right now. And sign-in for available seats is already underway. If you get here in the next 10 minutes or so, we'll try to get you in. Shuffle up and deal at 7:15 to find the top 25 who will advance to the finale for a chance to win the grand prize. Okay, I was going to try to leave you alone so you could watch your friend fight here.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of getting wrestle-bleeped right now, which is not
that's
surprising.
That's a negative.
Not with this guy, but...
Okay, well, we'll just go ahead and do Hoffman on Hollywood, so...
Yeah, okay, did you hear about Sarah Silverman?
No.
She thought she just had a sore throat. Apparently, she could have died. She had a deadly disease. Says, I'm insanely lucky to be alive. Don't even know why I went to the doctor. It was just a sore throat, but I had a freak case of epiglottitis. Have you heard of this?
Never heard of it.
It's an inflammation of the epiglottis, the flap at the bottom of the tongue that stops food from falling into the windpipe. And the disease constitutes as a medical emergency because if the swelling's bad enough, it can completely cover the windpipe, cutting off air and causing death within minutes. And she
sounds like a negative.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. She said they couldn't fully put me to sleep for the recovery process because my blood pressure was too low. I was drugged just enough to not feel the pain and have no idea what was happening or where I was. They had to have my hands restrained to keep me from pulling out my breathing tube. My friend Stephanie said that I kept writing, was I in an accident? So, very strange story. But apparently, wow. She says she woke up 5 days later, doesn't remember anything.
It's probably good that you don't remember.
Yeah.
That's not something
that's
you want to remember.
I found a mom. I couldn't find the name of the mom, but apparently, oh, here it is, Jennifer Mayers, at @Southern_Mayers, if you want to see the photo. She tweeted out a photo that's not very Taylor Swift friendly. The reason I preach #Christianity, my daughters represent the right, Taylor Swift's vagina represents the left. And she put a picture of two ham sandwiches, and one of the ham sandwiches looks like it's overstuffed with meat. And it's not a very nice thing.
That's, yeah, I don't think Jesus would have tweeted that. Just looking at it.
What would Jesus do? He wouldn't tweet about Taylor Swift's vagina. I know that.
Probably not.
And finally, Fred, I thought you would be excited by this. Someone made a list of the 16 worst songs to reach number one on the charts, and I wanted to see how many of these you remember being number one. Number 16, Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison.
I actually performed that song on stage many times. I'm embarrassed to admit.
Number one for 3 weeks. With Arms Wide Open by Creed was number one for 1 week. Sugar Shack, Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, 1963.
Okay, I wasn't born yet, so.
I remember this. I know the song, but I do not remember when it was number one, obviously. Cats in the Cradle, number one for 1 week in 1974.
That song is so awful, except the version in Shrek where Donkey is singing it.
All right.
That's okay.
This was when I was in middle school, so this was like seventh grade dance music. Freak Me Baby by Silk was number one for 2 weeks.
See, I think that was that stretch where I wasn't listening to music.
Oh, yeah. Freak Me Baby. Billy Don't Be a Hero, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods in 1974, number one for 5 weeks.
That song blows.
Snow Informer, number one for 7 weeks.
Wow.
The first compact disc that I bought was Snow Informer.
What year was that?
1993.
Okay, again, I missed pretty much everything from the 91 to 95.
Well, 93 again. Number one for 7 weeks. Can't Help Falling in Love by UB40.
I'm starting to feel pretty good about skipping 1993 as a music
year. You didn't miss a lot, to be honest. So it could have been way... You could have missed a way worse era. That one is not as bad as it gets.
And, of course, now my website's acting up. Okay, here we go.
How these websites keep having little pop-ups come up.
You Light Up My Life, Debbie Boone, 1979.
That's awful.
Number one for 10 weeks.
My God, 10 weeks of hell.
Ebony and Ivory by Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder in 1982. Number one for 7 weeks.
Truly awful song.
I don't know if this one's awful to me. Number one for 4 weeks in 1983. Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, I gotta say, that's one of the worst songs ever written.
Really?
Yes.
I'm gonna go with this as one of the worst songs. Number one for 5 weeks, also in 1993. I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That by Meatloaf.
You know, Meatloaf actually had some good songs.
Not in the 90s.
That was not one of them, though.
Number four, The Macarena.
Okay, that should be number one.
Los Del Rio, number one for 14 weeks.
Yeah, that should be the number one worst song ever.
Number one for 5 weeks in 2006, Bad Day by Daniel Powder, which...
I don't know anything about that.
Hearing that song will make you have a bad day. Number two, We Built This City by Starship, 1985. Number one for 4 weeks.
Bad song, but not as bad as some of the others on this list. Certainly belongs on the list, but that's too high.
We Are the World, USA for Africa, 1985. Yeah. Number one for 4 weeks.
I probably have to say that that's a deserving number one.
There you go. That's Hoffman on Hollywood for this week.
Hmm. Interesting. I was alive for a lot of those.
I know.
That Poison song being on the list is really kind of disturbing to me.
Kinda like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
Super sad song.
Yeah, it's so funny. Back when... Oh, I think your guy won.
Oh, I missed it. He did win.
Yeah. All I did is saw him jump up on there celebrating. That's usually a good sign. All right, that's going to wrap it up. If you're in the area, you get about 5 minutes to get your butts out here and play at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. I want to thank Jong Lee.
That song's so awful.
Great job by Jong. Fletcher, who's leaving us, did pretty well today, man. No screw-ups or anything. Good job. I'm going to give you an A. Great job by Hoffman. I survived. All right. Hope to see some of you guys at the tables tonight. If not, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches. Don't know what to do.
ESPN 97.5.